before I preach, I want us to clap for our choir because but they have improved so much. And the choir for more to you, Mama Menia Jepa and Mishramo. Yeah. My dear, Pa. Unless I see his hands and the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. Sami, my wound in seminar about that one. No man family sound shim. No man sound family sound called Shannon Fibia. Your boy, your de piano war, you know, media, me, ni, ni, da. Lord God Almighty, King of Kings, Jehovah God, your children have assembled here to listen to your word. We are praying that, Lord, let your word that is coming be a seed that is sown into the hearts of your people. Almighty God, use me as a servant. Use me just as an instrument to speak to your people. I pray and I take authority over all principalities, demons, evil spirits that might be here, and I command them to be silenced as the word of God is coming. Lord, bless your word as it comes out. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. The theme for this morning says, growth in faith, love, and peace. Yeah, or true, you know, I'm saying, finally, you know, we will feel peace, you know, aside the faith, I can show. So the theme is growth in faith, love, and peace. Sir, you be ni, ewo jidie, odo, ene asumujiemu, amen. In 2 Timothy, chapter 2, from verse 22 to 23, I beg you to project that for me. The Apostle Paul told his spiritual son Timothy, and this is what he said: flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord out of pure heart. But avoid foolish, ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife, that is conflict, angry and violent. In fact, you see, what is on the, what I've asked them to project is something that Paul told Timothy as his spiritual son. So this is the advice that Paul gave to Timothy. He said, Timothy, my son, flee from evil desires of youth. You see, when somebody is young, the young think that they will never be old. And the young think that they will never die. If we are talking about those who are going to die, then it is the old folks. As for we, the young, we are never going to die. We are going to live forever. And so we can do whatever we want to do. The person here be a mabu or what they are doing with that. Any power force, you know. I say, no, but Timothy, flee from that. That's youthful desire. And pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord, their trust on the panam and the jihupa, those who call on the Lord out of pure heart. So that means some people call on the Lord, but their heart is not pure. Some people can be Christians, they can come to church, they can do everything that they want to do, but their heart is not pure. But we are talking of those who call on the Lord with pure what? Heart. And the next one, the 23, he said, but I don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments. Because, you know, they produce quarrels. Stupid and foolish arguments. Oh, now say yes. Yes, be a hard one. I am passing yes or ha. And car dentina, and quala be to me. Yes or ha. I dentina. Say, oh, Munya, I'm saying now. Yes, those kind of arguments, you know. And now, Timothy, okay, Paul, I catch Timothy. Don't argue in that. Because it brings strife. It brings a whole lot of things. So, Timothy, my son, never engage in any of these things. But for the three things that he asked him to pursue, today we are talking about faith, love, and peace. All the things that Paul told Timothy, we have just taken three out of them: faith, love, and peace. And that is what our team today is asking us to grow in. People of God, when you give birth to a child, and the child, let's say by the time he's about 15 years, he behaves like a child that is about 2 years, how would you feel as a parent? Wow, Obama, Obama, when you are 15 years, but now you be out to say, I'm laughing already 2 years. Oh, our phone, wow, no, say, I'm feeling. That is how Jesus feels when we don't grow. And today, Jesus wants us to grow in faith. So, what is faith? When we talk of faith, faith is believing that you have something that does not exist in the physical perspective of this world that we live in. And Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things that we do not see. And so, you see, when we talk of faith, faith is something that you don't actually see, but you believe. Bibi o ha on fa wani hu esu uji di se e wo ho. Jesus Christ is like the air that we breathe. You don't see the air, but we believe that there is air. And if you don't want anything to do with the air, you will die. Hallelujah. Yesu Christo, otisa mframa. Onipa won fa wani hu mframa. Na so mframa e wo ho. Tambia ye home. Na wo se wo de woni mframa nya hwe, won pem mframa sem de a. Okay, wo a won pese won pem mframa sem bia kata won hwe se ya for about 30 minutes ni ahwa de. Eti Yesu otisa mframa. Uhu no. Eso esese wo ya den. Ujidi, because time I was asking, so none of us were here. Now, when you go to a restaurant and they serve you food, how do you believe that Adriana Oma and the food, they have never put any poison in the food? You just believe. As soon as they bring the food, some people may not even pray over it. And they start eating because they believe that those who prepare the food, they are not going to put any poison in the food. Now, this morning when you came here, did you check out the chair on which you are sitting to see whether it can keep you up or when you sit on it, you will fall? Because you have the faith. That GDNO, I don't per se, would nyama Christo. Now, would the Christo, Juma? That faith is what I want you to have for Christ. So, as Christians, we must grow in our faith. Because according to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And he who comes to God must believe that he exists, and he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You see, everything that we are doing as Christians, we are doing it out of faith. Because nobody has ever seen Jesus Christ, but we know historically, we have a historical fact said there was a man on this earth called Jesus Christ who died, who resurrected, and who ascended into heaven. We have that historical fact. But yeah, And so the Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. But anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly nipa ne ho hia. Not those who just believe in him, but those who earnestly seek him. So we are not supposed to be like Thomas, who says that unless I see it fully and put my hand, I will not believe. According to 2 Corinthians 5, 7, the Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight. Christo suma ye sumi, anamobi ye tubia, ye jidie, and ye ritu anamono. He said, we are Christo niya. You have to walk by faith. Onyamia sem se. See, ye wo jidie, if you have faith, like a mustard seed, we can command a tree or a mountain to move and it will obey us. But you know what? There are two enemies of faith. And these two enemies of faith, they are, number one, fear. Number two, doubt. These are the two enemies of faith. When you have fear, when you have doubt, then you can't have faith. These are the two enemies of faith. So we are not supposed to fear anything. The Bible says that God, he did not give us the spirit of fear. But what he gave us is power and also of what? Love and sound mind. So as Christians, we are not supposed to fear. In this world, all that we fear is to die. And if you believe that you are a Christian, even if you die, you are going to Jesus, you will not have any fear in you, no matter what happens. Hallelujah. So, we are supposed to have faith in everything that we are doing. We are supposed to have faith in Jesus Christ, that he exists. We are supposed to have faith that one day we shall die. We are supposed to have faith that when we die, we shall go and meet our master, who is Jesus Christ. And depending on how we led our life, we are going to live in paradise or in hell. Hallelujah. Then the next thing that he talked about is that we are also to grow in love. As Christians, we are supposed to grow in love. Let me ask this question. The person may be asking me, "Mama, may answer." May I join my Home Depot? My son is back home. I'm also joining my the same Home Depot. Me neither you know you the same shift. Enti alopobi ya me kwa na ma fano me ponwa na ma sanye de na ba. Say ni pa kono bosu me se mi jini sika na se mi jini sika. Tio mo hwe point no. Home Depot ho no. Ehwa na me me ye adwuma. Eti what da say? I give the person ride or I don't give him ride, I will still drive my car to the same parking lot of the Home Depot. And that next person is my friend, is my church member, and he also works the same shift, the same place as me. So when I'm going, I give him a ride. Hallelujah. But according to the Acts of the Apostles that they just read it for us this morning, he said the apostles, they were in what? One accord. And they brought everything that they have together and distributed it in such a way that nobody will lack anything. So that is what we are talking about. That is love, the love that we are talking about. Oh, where they must have been. Or don't it? Me call you man as a only radia. I want a me call. And you are sorry about me uncle. Musum so I would say, my Jamia Mika, and you know I take my famica. But ye besa. Okay, another one. Me may I sorry about. My sorry about be a ba. Only crata. And I mean some more crata, and it be me out. Me find your me meet if you. And I'm a dear man, a crater and a crown, America, buy the chair me free. And Timinia, and you will feel quite the energy if I call you, you might. And Sandpa, when I saw Jimmy Bian out of the chin. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We are supposed to show love as Christians. So now, What is love? What is love? You see, love. We have to have love for God. We are supposed to have love for human beings, love for the creation or anything that God has created, and even we are supposed to even show love to animals. That is love. But do we show love? You see, love is anything. Anything we have good feelings about, that is love. Love is a strong emotion that makes us take a risk. When you love somebody, when there is love, you will always be prepared to take a risk. Love is a feeling. And love is liking something more than the other. And love is a stirring of the heart that overrides clear thinking. You see, bibi wo nipa mu saa de na wo nipa mu no feeling bi ene na friend love na saa de ne say ye adwuma onipa wadwen kra no enye adwuma eti na ka say odo tin mo onipa ye den abodam eti say hallelujah. So do bibia woye bia woye ne saboda mfo eh tight na wutua manyame a wutua ne saboda mfo you don't know ho bibia woye bia odo nyame a eh you just go ahead, do it. Now areba konso ne say what we call love, no love that we are supposed to grow in. Love, it doesn't keep records. Love doesn't keep records. It's a way of Bema. And now we are bar. Not tell me how we are going to try to her. Next time we are going to try to her. The next time you know how to try to her. Now that's Sembe Bano. If you are doing that, that is not what? Love. Mami bi. Anna. Okofa ni kunu free. Kwa sabano dene ba akra. Anna ni kunu beye juma na ni kunu nye iskati. One day wana mami ni kwa sa o nyami anka wini mkrain. Nyamia nanka tie kra na se hona na we nyamia nka ni munkai. Love doesn't do that. So we are supposed to have love. Love for God, love for man, and love for even you say obi ohonum kra. So nim say enso bi tene or down say wo hu But I'm going down. I'm going to say, so no, 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 no. So if you have love, you will not, because if you be on your body, you will not say no. That is not love. But that kind of love is what God wants us to use to worship Him. We have three kinds of love. Number one is E-R-O-S, Eros. That is what we call the romantic love. The love that a man might have for a woman. And vice versa. But today, that kind of Eros, it doesn't exist. It has become something like lust. One day, no big catch him. Say, say, dear, and not dear, and your dog a cra, sika kakra. If you don't have money, that kind of Eros, dear, forget about it. Is that how God created us? Is that how God wants us to grow? No. But dear, mama, ya man. Bema bia bano so ewura me pel pa me do ba problem kakra bi ni se afa na me hwese metima ye 122 bi a mi miniska but me an hu se me do pa e ma ahe na be gree hallelujah. Okay. There is another kind of love as well. That is, we call it the phileo, and not philia. That kind of love, you know, is something like a love that a mother can have for a child, you know, or the kind of love that a father can also have for neighbor. That kind of love is what we call phileo or philia. It's a kind of love that brings people close together. You can give birth to two children. But Oben will say there's one particular children. Then B.I. wants to come closer to you. They want to come closer and closer to you. What do you call it? So that kind of... that kind of love that we call phileo. And the one that God has for us is what we call the agape. That agape one... is unconditional. But Jesus Christ is telling us that He is giving us a new command. He says, a new command that I'm giving you, that you must love one another. And if you love one another, then the whole world will know that you are my what? Disciples. But let's look at the churches in the world today. We are all using what? The same Bible. Well, the amount of one person across or no, no. We are all using the same Bible. But Obi say, as for me, I will baptize children. Obi says, as for me, I will baptize people when they are grown up. And because of that, Obi first said, because of that, now sorry, your children will be there. What is the difference? We are using the same Bible. Somebody says, oh, as for us, we shall go to church on Saturday because the Bible says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And the Sabbath day, according to the Bible, is Saturday. So anybody who goes to church on Sunday, we are bosom for. You see? And then those who are not Christians, they will ask themselves, but are these people, are they not using the same Bible? Why? Say, where is he say? Find a tear crowd there, then I saw them in your day. Because Christians, the Christians themselves, they don't know what they are doing. They are fighting among themselves with their own, the same Bible. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ wants us to love one another. We should live a communal life. Just as the apostles were living. And then there is also a third thing that we are supposed to look at this morning, and that is what we call peace. One day I asked somebody, say, what is peace? What is peace? The The Greek word for shalom, peace. Now, the answer that that person gave me is, peace is absence of war. Is it correct? Peace is absence of war. When there is no war, there is peace. Is that the definition of peace? Jesus Christ said, "My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. And I do not give it to you as the world gives." That means the world have their own kind of peace. And Jesus also has his own kind of peace. Sebeye na menya masumdwie na matimi adama me ho ato me na fe de mpes me bia me ye nti no ese mi twakakra the situation in which I find myself now, to be able to get my peace, I just have to take a little bit of wine. Is that peace? I have a friend of mine who also says that for him to get peace, then every morning he should make sure, say, "Well, smoke kakra, oh smoke kakra, but so I am very high. Now I am very peaceful." I know now we are not sequoia number canoa. Hallelujah. On say ana asem asewa nimu ye fere o to otwim kakra ana ye wo bi so ho ana ye bubu ase somo ni bubu ase bubu ase de ona obu on asa ase na ewi se fi ni hunim. There was one day somebody came and told me, "Papa, whenever you are preaching, you always talk about cigarette, cigarette, cigarette. Just show me any portion in the Bible where the word cigarette is written. And if you are able to show me a place where the word cigarette is written, then I'll quit smoking." Me so me say cigarette, where do we have cigarette in the binim? The moment you are a wusia a free onipa him. And the womb. It's my love for smoking, you know. And we see a free Nippon difference in any way. People of God, we are supposed to live in peace. The Bible says that as long as it is possible, we should live in peace with all. That means the effort depends on us. We are supposed to make it as much as possible to live in peace with each and everyone. But when we look at our world today, are we living in peace? You see, me ka ho and fan say wo individual no. Fan the whole world. Say wo individual no there, you as an individual no. And I was sorry, you had so many alternatives. You had so many options. But of all the options, you know, and then I would pass the test, you know. But when I'm talking about those who are behind the gate. And even the whole world. Hallelujah. So, today God wants us to grow in faith, in love, and then also in peace. But it is faith that starts everything. When you have faith, you have love. But when you have love, then you have peace. May our examples be attempt me. One guy won't be a truck or can Any sika for one crown, one of peace. Because I used to live at Kaneshi Market Nechi. Per na me who said those omo pia trog ni wahana deno. O pia trog don't know so sa hidi any near manko chinchin the whole day nan yumbo yes kebino kodiko kontebi. Ah no di we are or to take cutting no they are certain trog. We now so na Kaneshi Market Nechi wa what pack a trog don't know da. Wada to the sense of quarter, Oko bon pam pam pam. Wada. Meanwhile, Obiso was Siman Shake, Sia Wesikani, on also Wada, but I'll take a cat. No, I saw no funny to Kaka. Hallelujah. Sign the permit, anyone I wasn't be. Wada, what, Mr. Wada Market Nature, I dear old Suran in Suabato. Since one tongue, yeah. Hallelujah. Today, for the Bible readings that we read, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verse 32, is asking us that as Christians, we should be sharing things in common. We should be sharing things in common. You see, one day, we not meet here, we are sinning. Na sai wi ase ni nu nwe na o chire me no o ka no o se mo chire yen kwan no na yen so ye rover ni bi am se ka range rover asem na me se o ka e o mo chire yen kwan no na yen so ye range rover ni bi odofo se ye range rover se ye Toyota Corolla se ye den o the most important thing is betimi dey call final destination. I know that important. Now even a tina on your media mind is sitting on crano. So we need Range Rover, need be. Now we need Nissan Armada. We need Benz. We need whatever crano. We teach me direct to my call the opposite of Kubia. One day we make a some make a kosra. I antimagi. Eh antimagi. Now Oba sorry, I check. I call your procedure. I'm a command communion. Make a do what? Now anticipate ho. Me drive you. Ana mi koy. Pa mi ko duro no. Na anti sisi. Oti ho, oti. Anti ma give you ho. Me num say anti sisi oni rover ni bi. Ana oni Corolla. Ana oni Nissan Armada. Pa mi koy no ti ho. Hallelujah. And so, no matter how you are, no matter what you are, once on your boss or the panel quantity or more young some more in media, you can use that for everything. And then the second Bible reading also, and we found in 1 John 1. Until Abraham come on. The until Abraham can come on and so I say, the idea near who? The idea swati. The young as idea saka as eyewitness. And luna ye de mamono. You should remember that as long as we are see, you will sin. As long as we are see, you will be so bit my bonny. So, but let's project 1 John chapter 1, chapter 2, verse 1. Let's do first. First John 2:1. I'm saying no, I don't want to be okay. Or say, my dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. Don't sin. But be oho. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense. You are a lawyer. Our general customer is a lawyer, and that lawyer is Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Who are you? What are you catching? Permanent catching. Now, catching. Now, defend you. I will not be in him. Now, I'm saying that should give people the lances to go and sin. No, I had no work of sin. No, channel work of sin. I did channel work of sin. No. But I'm going to say, yeah, you're not going to be able to do it. No matter what, one day, we will sin. Because me can say me yourself for now, one day I could be cross over, burning what traffic more. Me would have feel quite a Bible say, okay, see fooler. Hallelujah. It's more imagine than me can say. And I'm imagine that me can we else me can say. Hallelujah. Whoever tells his brother raka or fool, it will be my was a man. So I will cross over cross one and my dream muscle. And I'm a quack into about them. Defender, we're gonna have we defend me a genuine. Mr. Woo, or so for Kwasusu. Yeah, me a soft also. Hallelujah. And I know, sir, Mikaya no. I rather they are chemi. And now there you then says, what can you 1-9 honoswa? Or sis or the chawa. Onkay bio or pupa everywhere nim it is our bonino and then you and be to miss alcohol me records war. Okay, my records when you're mean, or the heroes are not a day. Because we'll see if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just, and he will forgive us our sins and purify us. It's a bit the end of purify. I can't cross with mommy kind, but he said, you're purified. I am clean. Mr. Rao said also, a radim wow. Let me, yes, sir. It will yes to demon. Amen. It's Monsimutias, now your mom pie. I don't for the mobile home for your radi near Yankupon. We give you all the praise and we thank you for your word. Today you have access to grow in faith, in love, and in peace. Lord, if by any chance we are not being able to do that, we beg you to forgive us. Have mercy upon us and help us. And let your word that we have heard this morning be a seed that is planted in our heart so that it will grow in multiples of 30, 60, and 100. So that when you appear in your glory, your children who heard your word this morning, we shall not be found wanting. We thank you, we glorify you, and we give you praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.